Hello, and welcome to another edition of Inside Florida Tech, the show about the people and the programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Wes Sumner, our very special guest, back with us for his semesterly visit. We welcome the president of Florida Tech, Dr. Dwayne McKay. Hello, sir.
Good morning, Wesley. How are you?
Happy to be discussing an initiative that you unveiled earlier this spring, and that is the Pillars of Excellence Initiative for the university. Please tell our listeners a little bit about it.
You know, I've always observed that a great school is noted because of a handful of things they do really, really, really well. So the purpose of the pillars is to build on some of the things that we're already really good at. So let's be great in a handful of things. So the purpose of the pillars, more than anything, is to get us the recognition that we already deserve. So we went through a long process to choose them. The purpose of it is twofold. One is to support the folks that are doing such great work. But number two is to raise our flag a little higher so that people around the country and the world will see that, gee, that's not just a good school, that's a great school.
And what are the five proposed pillars?
They're all proposed. That's a good point, in the sense that we're in a process now of doing a three-year plan for each one of these potential pillars. The first is hardware and cybersecurity. You know, there are a lot of schools that are good in software cybersecurity. There's a handful that are good in hardware cybersecurity. Almost no one is really good in both. And so we have an opportunity to take the lead. And of course, it's an incredibly important area right now to the country and to the world. We've got a great head start with Marco and Farina and some of the people that are doing this kind of work. So let's build on that and get even better. The second one is one of our mainstays, and that's aerospace and space systems. The guys doing the planning on that right now are Dan Kirk and Dan Bachelador. You know, we've been good in that area for a long, long time. And so it's not necessarily that there's any really major improvement we can make, but I think we can tweak a few things in that area and get the recognition that they deserve. That's the purpose there. Another one is, and it's interesting, I think all of us believe that everyone knows about the Scott Center for Autism Treatment and Research for Children. Not true. You know, we have one of the best autism treatment programs in the country, no doubt about that. Let's get recognized for it. Let's see what we can do to add a little bit of a more of a research component and improve on what we're already doing. The fourth one is taking advantage of a couple of talented faculty members that we have and look at modern ways of doing design and manufacturing. The human-centered design, which is led by Guy Boy, and the digital twin manufacturing approach led by Michael Greaves. The idea behind human-centered design is let's build around the human being. If the human's going to be involved in it, then let's design to maximize the ability of the human to interact with the machine. And the last one is a great strength of ours and has been for ages and ages, and that's, I'm calling it ocean, lagoon, and climate science. And, you know, our ocean engineers over the years have done unbelievably well in terms of the industry. We have one of our, he's actually an oceanography graduate, is being considered for the leadership of NOAA. So I am confident that if we make a little bit of an investment, then these things can grow to the point where everybody in the country and the world are going to say, hey, if you really want to go do ocean engineering, Florida Tech's a place to go, or autism treatment, or human center, all of these areas.
President McKay, thank you for being here with us to tell us all about it.
Yes, sir.